I am ready to say hello to somebody I met, and he probably doesn't remember this. He did a lot of interviews back in the mid-'80s. Yes, about 1984. He was, at the time, living in the Soviet Union, a programmer who had created one of the most popular games of all time. Alexei Pajitnov, great to meet you again.
Hey.
Welcome to the new Screensavers.
Hello.
Now, I remember, and you have to confirm this, because if I'm telling the story wrong, I need to be corrected. But I remember when I talked to you back then, I asked you, because this was the most popular program in the United States. Everybody was playing it. And by the way, it wasn't on mobile.
Right.
It was on desktop PCs. Later, Nintendo. I said, well, what did you get paid for writing Tetris? And you told me, oh, I got a nice computer. Is that right?
No, that wasn't me. Actually, I didn't receive anything for Tetris. Probably we talk about the other game. I do remember that I was very happy selling my other game to for PC. I have the most I was the most powerful PC in Moscow at that time.
It was a 286, as I remember. I must have been that. Yeah. So you have left Russia, right? You're in the United States now.
Yes, I am in the United States now.
Yeah. And, oh, I'm going to move this because the mug is in the way.
No,
so
no,
we'll move that out of the way. And you were originally writing on a, this says a PDP-11 clone.
Oh, my goodness.
The Electronica 60.
Yes, that was Electronica 60, the Russian computer. It had no graphics at all. All I had as a monitor was 24 lines, 80 symbols each, and that's what was all my pixels I could use.
Well, it makes sense because Tetris could be done in plain ASCII, right? It didn't have to be done in graphics. There it is.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
The way it was originally designed, exactly.
Did you have any, were you doing this for fun? Were you doing this for a living at the time?
No, I just did it for fun.
There was no way you could possibly know how successful this would become.
Well, at the moment, I have something like the prototype you just show. I catch myself that I can't stop playing this game myself. So basically, I realized that this is a probably good game, but I can't imagine that it would be that big.
Absolute sensation worldwide. There are a million versions of Tetris. I suspect you don't own the copyright, or do you, or the patent for a Tetris?
Actually, the right was reverted to me in 96, and since there, I am receiving some compensation.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear
some royalty
that.
For it, so I'm pretty happy with it.
That's wonderful news, yeah.
You know, the impressive thing to me is that this, today, we have languages that are specifically designed for video games. They're designed for interactive user experience. But this, you botched this together. I mean, this was not a language designed to create games, and yet you created one of the most successful in the history of computers. But my question to you would be, how did you decide on those shapes? Because those shapes live in the dreams of video game geeks everywhere. What was it that created
it's
that
true.
Design?
In my dreams,
that's
yes.
how I pack luggage into my car.
Actually, the shapes are pretty simple. It's all tetramina, the piece you could make out of four squares.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
And there are just seven of them, five to be exact. But if you don't allow to flip them, there are seven of them. But the fact that it's in your dream is because you are very, very involved in the game.
So you
cannot do anything but to play the game, you know?
It's really true. Do you dream?
Yeah,
did you dream of Tetris?
It's very intensive video experience. It even was used to a little bit soft the PTSD by British psychiatrists.
Because it soothes the mind, it calms the mind, you focus on that.
It reduced all the flashbacks.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember.
Now, of course, the rest of us have Tetris flashbacks, so I don't know.
When I was in college, Stanford did an MRI of someone playing Tetris, and every time they did a four line, a clearing, they saw a massive spike in the part of the brain that's associated with pleasure. So it really ingrained.
In the pleasure center, I believe, yes.
That's the addiction. That's the addiction right there.
So you're still writing video games, right? You work at Wild Snake Games in the United States.
Yeah, they are my partners, and we recently realized that we are together for 20 years already. And we did a couple dozens of games, which we published together, and I think we worked at 50 or something games together. Some of them are published, and half of them are published, and half of them are still in progress.
What did you code in then, and what do you code in now?
Basically, my role is game designer. I don't code anymore.
Yeah.
So my partner's working on coding. So
did you write the original Tetris?
So I'm so happy that I don't know even what language they use.
That doesn't matter. The original was it in C or PDP-11 assembler or what?
Tetris. I use Pascal for
Pascal.
Tetris.
Wow. Someday you should release the source code. It'd be fun for us to see that. It's historic.
Never.
Yeah, never. I know why, too. It's not because you want to keep it a secret. You just don't want anybody to see the code, right?
Well, it was reverse engineered many times. Now it's a kind of simple task for kind of third
probably so.
Year computer computer science student. I like your t-shirt, by the way. Those lizards, don't they bite?
No, they just nibble. They're geckos. Isn't that beautiful?
Wonderful. Oh.
But you know what? I wore it. Why? Because it looks like Tetris lizard.
It's
Tetris,
it's
right?
Lizetris.
It's like lizard Tetris. You know what? I should send you this because it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, Alexei.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't know that you noticed.
I found out. There's this thing called Wikipedia.
Alexei, what fascinates me is that today, if you're going to release a game, it has to have a plot. It has to have cinematics. It has to have a big orchestra behind it. It has to have a storyline that runs from one player to multiplayer. And yet, you go back to Tetris, there's no story. There's no arcing movie soundtrack to it. It's just the pleasure of making lines disappear. And yet, it is the most successful game in the history of video games. It's been ported to pretty much every system. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of different variants. I got to ask you, though, as a programmer, when you see so many clones of your work or so many near misses of your work, do you ever get upset? Do you ever look at it and say, why can't you do something original?
usually it upsets me a little bit because people waste their time to copy something instead of try to be creative. But it's up to people, you know. So if they are not so inventive, so it's better to write another Tetris rather than just sit and drool and watch TV.
It is fun to write these games, though. It must be fun for you to design them. It was a Soviet research facility you were working at. So what was your real job when you created Tetris?
It was Academy of Science, Computer Center of Academy of Science. And that was the one of the very, very small number of the facilities which were open. All the other IT stuff was highly classified. And that's why we have too many links, lots of hardware and software in it. in our computer center. I have some nostalgia to, about the work about working there.
Must have been fun.
And and I was involved mainly in artificial intelligence research. I start working with speech recognition, automatic speech recognition, and later I switched to all kind of geometry, computer that geometry and graphic design.
You must be fascinated by the progress we've made in artificial intelligence and speech recognition lately.
Oh yes, but I still waiting for some breakthrough in for customers as well.
I agree.
I feel we are not there yet, but we will soon. Yes, and lineup game is one of our last.
I have it right here. You know, it's wonderful. Fun. It's like playing. I'll show it. It's like playing Tetris. It's really fun. It's called Lineup Puzzle. It's available now for the iPad. It's free, which is nice. And I, as you can see, I'm as bad at it as I was at Tetris.
I see, but you did some progress with the stars.
Yeah, the star. Now, so the idea is, fortunately, there's not a ticking clock. I have a little bit more leisure to think. So, for instance, I can see that I can get that right here. Whoops.
Yeah.
It's hard to do upside down. There we go.
Oh, yes.
And then if I can complete this, get it all the way across, of course, the traditional deliciousness.
You have your line and score.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get these stars, right?
But the main issue, in order to make a star, you need to make a cross.
Yeah. Ah.
Simultaneously, the vertical and horizontal line.
So,
it's
hard.
It's not extremely difficult, but you need to practice a little bit in order to do those.
You know what I miss though, Alexei? I can't rotate the pieces like I could in Tetris.
No rotation. It's a simple game.
Oh man, that's not simple. That's torture. That's making it harder.
As I was watching Leo playing this, I was thinking, I just want to rotate. Do I rotate the iPad? I mean,
we were trying to do this. No, it's a lot of fun. It's a free game, which is nice, and it's available right now on iOS for iPhone, and as you can see, it plays fine on the iPad too. It's called Lineup Puzzle. Now it says by Andrei Novikov. Who's that?
It's one of my best friends and partners in the game. He usually in our team he is responsible for graphics, sounds, and all the decoration, and he do all the marketing as well and represent our group.
Well, is there anything that you would like to do, Alexei, that you haven't done yet? Any game you'd like to design? Any project you'd like to work on?
Well, I'm pretty happy with my life and with my kind of working achievements. So, those guys, they keep me very busy. They don't let me to just be lazy, and they shake me all the time and say, "Do for us new concept, try this, try that." So basically it's pretty good. We're a little bit upset with the market situation with our games now, because we are forced to do it for free. We can't charge for our games except of charging for advertisement, and that put all the designers and all the game developers in very awkward position. Unfortunately, I really hope it will change. That's what I expect from industry.
Yeah, very
and use of artificial intelligence as well.
I wish I had an artificial intelligence that could play Tetris for me, because that thing just drives me nuts. Alexei, such a pleasure to talk to you. Once again, 30 years later, I'm glad to see you're doing so well. We're almost exactly the same age. And someday I dream of writing an influential video game, but you've actually done it the one of the most influential game developers and designers of all time, and we're thrilled to talk to you. Happy birthday, Alexei.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me at your wonderful show.
Oh, it's great to have you.
It's an honor.
And is it today that's your actual birthday?
Yes.
Well, they got it wrong on Wikipedia. I'm going to have to go in here and fix that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't trust information from internet.
Alexei Pajitnov, so great to talk to you. Take care, Alexei. Happy birthday.
Bye.
We should sing him happy birthday, but then we'd get sued or something.
Yeah, we'd get charged.
Better not. Yeah.